Country Club FM. I hope we're ready for it. I don't know how ready I am. I didn't do any pre-prep for this. Out of state, out of town, out of mind, mm-hmm. out of sight, out of pocket, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Today is Monday, January 7th, seventh day of the year. 358 left to go for people that are counting them down already. How many people do you think are just counting it down now for the end of 2019?
I hope not too many. I mean, that would be kind of sad.
It would be. Let's enjoy 2019. Yeah, yeah. Have you written any checks yet and put the wrong year on?
I wrote out one thing where I had to put... It was a deposit slip, actually.
Okay.
And I did manage to go right? 19, yeah.
Nice. 1785, balloonist Jean-Pierre Blanchard completed the first crossing over the English Channel. I'm assuming it was in a balloon. Just because he was balloonist doesn't mean he always travels by balloon.
That's true.
Right, Neil?
I would think that would be a significant part of the story. Mm-hmm.
But they didn't say that he crossed in a balloon. We just assume. They're leaving it to us to assume that he did it in a balloon. Maybe how do we know he didn't hook up onto a pterodactyl like Fred and Barney?
Right. Or he may have done it Mary Poppins style. Or an umbrella.
Or maybe like the pole vault.
That would be impressive.
That would take a long pole if you're going to pole vault over the English Channel from England to France. So that was 1785. We heard the name Fanny Farmer for the first time. 1896 this date because the Fanny Farmer cookbook was published.
Nice.
Is she your favorite Fanny?
Fanny Flag.
Fanny Flag, enjoyed, Fanny yeah. Bryce. There was Fanny Be Tender With My Love. That's probably my favorite Fanny.
Yeah.
The Bee Gees song. 1896. How about 1927? The Harlem Globetrotters played their first game, and it wasn't in Harlem. Wasn't even anywhere close to New York. It was in Hinckley, Illinois.
Illinois.
Not Minnesota. Hinckley, Illinois, first game ever for the Globetrotters.
Now, it doesn't say if they won or not.
No.
I'm assuming they did.
No. And they weren't playing the Washington Generals this time around, 1927.
Did they have the bucket of water and then the bucket of confetti?
I don't think so. I think that came a little bit later. Yeah.
All right.
They played actual competitive basketball in the early days.
Yes, they did.
They were actually out to win, not just to entertain. And then
the other team didn't lay down either.
I'd like to know the story of the Harlem Globetrotters. There must be a movie or some kind of a documentary out there. At what point in time did they decide to go away from playing competitive basketball? Because they did that well into the 50s. I know that they played they played like the Minneapolis Lakers here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And they would play a competitive game. They didn't do any of the unicycles or the confetti or any of the goofy stuff.
Right.
Which, do any of their little antics, is it traveling?
Some of them.
And they let it go, don't they?
Yeah, just like they do in the NBA.
Right, exactly. So 1927 for the Globetrotters. Then in 41.
It's going to rain any minute. There's not a star.
Lena Horne.
Nice.
Song called Good for Nothing Joe. Recorded. Now, what I thought was interesting about this little tidbit was it says it was recorded by the sultry Lena Horne. Is that like the capable Kenny J?
Very.
So if Lena Horne was the wrestler.
The sultry.
In this corner, sultry Lena Horne.
Right.
Kenny J's a Bob listener, by the way. I know him better as the Sodbuster, but before that, they were calling him the capable Kenny J. And, of course, he worked a lot with the now late, great, Mean Gene Okerlund. You did a salute.
Yes, we did.
You checked out the lateral deltoid lately? The lateral deltoid? Check it out. That's my Mean Gene.
He was good.
And Jesse the Body impersonation for you here today. That was in 41. Oh, more music here.
I'm not in your town estate.
1950.
Lady old and gray to the warden of the penitentiary.
That might sound like the Singing Ranger to you.
In your town estate.
It's Hank Snow. His first appearance on the Grand Ole Opry. So Hank Snow makes his first appearance in 1950. William Shatner. At the age of, he's 87 or 88, will be at the Grand Ole Opry coming up later on in,
February.
Is it February?
Yeah.
Hank Snow, 1950 here this day. 1964, Dick Weber, the great bowler.
Yes.
You know Dick Weber?
Yes.
He rolled the highest bowling game ever to be bowled in the air at 25,000 feet. I think it was United or American Airlines, or one of the airlines wanted to talk about the width of their cabin on the new Boeing 707. So they hollowed out the fuselage, and they put in a regulation bowling lane. And from 25,000 feet, Dick Weber rolled a 144, which would be awful for Dick Weber. But can you just imagine bowling in the air? I mean, you didn't know where the ball's going to go.
Turbulence.
Oh, gutter ball. Yeah. You know, it's going right to the pocket. Just a little bit of movement there. And, you know, somebody spills a drink.
Right.
And they had to be, you know, it was also difficult because you had to have your seatbelts fastened. And he was bowling at the same time. That could be difficult.
Very.
And he couldn't bring in his emotional support animal either. That had to affect him.
That would do it.
That would drive anybody to a 144.
He had a lot of things going against him.
You know, his average was well over 200. I'm sure it was probably about 250 or something at that point in time in 64. 67, this happened for the first time.
From Hollywood, here come the newlyweds.
Oh, Bob Eubanks.
It was Bob Eubanks. Who else?
Yes, it's the newlywed game.
And first time ever for the newlywed game, premiering on this date, ABC TV. There was always a little innuendo.
Yes.
When it came to how long did it take for them to use the term whoopee?
Probably first season.
First season, you think? I'd have to look that up. 1967, the newlywed game, 1980. The Minnesota North Stars and the Philadelphia Flyers' record of a 35-game unbeaten streak. This date, 1980. Wow. Regular season, of course, then the North Stars would go on to play the Flyers in the conference finals. You remember that well.
I do.
The North Stars were knocking on the door of the Stanley Cup finals, but lost to the Flyers. It would be the next year that the North Stars would make it to the Stanley Cup finals.
And then lose to the
the Islanders.
Yeah, the Islanders.
Yes,
right.
Indeed. And then 1990, they closed the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy. They learned that the leaning was, there's too much leaning.
Yeah.
And they learned about the leaning. They were too far, becoming structurally unsafe. And then it took them 11 years to fix the dangerous tilt and stabilize its foundation. The tower reopened 2001.
They ought to have the bowling lane put in there and see what happens.
See what happens there. Might as well get a good hook to one side.
Right.
1990. Let's move on to some birthdays now.
Okay.
Little Michael McDonald helping out Kenny Loggins here.
Always good.
Kenny Loggins, Footloose, Danger Zone from Top Gun.
Mm-hmm.
It was a movie theme. He did it there, a stretch from about 84 to 85. And then, of course, Caddyshack. He did the theme from Caddyshack.
Yes, yes.
Which was I'm All Right.
And with Jim Messina, they did some nice work together.
Well, Your Mama Don't Dance.
Right.
71 for Kenny Loggins. Aaron Gray.
Was blown out of its planned trajectory.
Do you know what time it is?
1,000 times more vast. An orbit which was to return
Buck Rogers
to Earth 500 years later.
Yeah, of course, but so it's the Buck Rogers show. What time is it? I know it's been a while.
I don't know.
It's TV
theme time.
There you go.
Oh.
Aaron Gray, who was on Silver Spoons and Buck Rogers. 69 today.
69.
David Caruso is 63. He's the redheaded chap.
Oh, yeah.
On CSI Miami and NYPD Blue. 63 today. Katie Couric, respected newswoman.
Skilled.
Big three. She's worked for all three of the big three. That was her career goal. She wanted to work for all three.
ABC, NBC, CBS.
She has. Katie Couric is 62. Nick Cage.
I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
And he did.
So good.
You know, it's one thing to steal the Declaration of Independence. I mean, he could have gone path of least resistance. He could have stole FDR's New Deal. He could have stole the Monroe Doctrine. You know, so many other things, but he decided to go big. Go big or go home there, Nick Cage.
Both those movies are so entertaining.
And I wish they'd come
up
with a number three.
I do, too.
Because they teased a number three and the number two.
Yes.
With looking in the book for a certain page, and I was almost certain that was going to be the premise of number three. They just haven't done it. I don't know why they haven't. They should.
They need to get that in the works.
So, Nick Cage, 55 today.
I've done the whole mind control thing. Not a fan.
Are you familiar with Hawkeye from the Avengers?
Yes.
Agent Hawk.
One of my favorites.
Jeremy Renner is 48. He was also in one of the Bourne movies, The Bourne Legacy, The Hurt Locker, SWAT. So he's done some other things, too. It looks like he is back. No spoiler alert because it was in the trailer, but he was not one of the Avengers that went poof into the air.
Okay.
At the end of Infinity War. Have you seen Infinity War?
No.
Okay.
My son just watched it for the second time.
Okay.
He still thinks I need to watch Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2.
I agree. Detroit down. John Rich. Pretty good songwriter. He's with Big and Rich, of course. He's 45 today. He's also a pretty good player. He knows how to play Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes,
he either won it or was right up there with some of the guys. 45 today for him, and then 42.
Actually, you've helped me. You've made me realize that there are a million fish in the sea, and I'm just a worm to attract them.
He was Screech on Saved by the Bell, Dustin Diamond.
Jeez.
49. He was arrested by the police in Wisconsin.
Right.
A year or two ago, he had some drunkenness issues. Mm. He was drunk in public. And the police hauled him in for that. Dustin Diamond is 42. That's all I have.
Gone but not forgotten today. One of our former presidents. He was the president of these United States back in the Millard Fillmore.
We need to remember Millard Fillmore.
Yes.
More Fillmore.
Could we get somebody to name their kid Millard, please? That would be wonderful. 1800 for Millard Fillmore. He was on Batman. He was the trusted butler, Alfred Pennyworth, Alan Napier, his name.
Excuse me for interrupting, sir, but it's the bat phone.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
It's the bat phone.
Oh, boy, let's go!
Who is it this time, Commissioner? Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
Lots of options.
Could be any of those.
Could be any. And every now and then, Alfred had to don the Cape Crusaders.
And to be honest, he and Adam West had similar pectorals, so it fit pretty well. He was actually maybe a little taller than Adam West.
Yeah.
But you should see the Gotham. I don't know if you've watched Gotham, but the Alfred that is portrayed in the Gotham TV show, a little bit different than the Alfred from the Batman 60s series. The Alfred on Gotham, he gets busy.
He does.
He has some hand-to-hand skills. Let's just say that. And it's not just cutting cheese.
Wow. This one would not,
And it's a fine cheese, like a brie.
Much in the way of fear in anybody. Alfred was Alan Napier, born in the state in 1903. He gave us the Adams family. Cartoonist Charles Adams, 1912. Fine baseball player. Hall of Famer Johnny Mize, 1913. Emmy Award-winning actor Vincent Gardenia.
Maybe now and then some baseball player or other type of person gets the idea that I'm not human. Well, for example, even Pearson here thought that I sometimes...
Do you remember Bang the Drum Slowly?
Yeah.
He was the manager in that film.
And this guy's been in a lot of movies and a lot of programs. Vincent Gardenia, 1920. He was the lead guy, not the lead singer, but the front man for Paul Revere and the Raiders. Paul Revere. One of those guys who, everybody would think he's the lead singer, but Mark Lindsay.
Kind of like the Alan Parsons Project.
Yeah, did most of the lead singing. So Paul Revere, born on this day, 1938. One more. She was the wife of John F. Kennedy Jr., went down in the plane submersion. Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, born on this day, 1966, and they're all gone. But not forgotten.
Your staff, just a little bit of a hangover from the weekend.
All the time. Yes, darling, all the time.
Country singer Jack Green.
Oh, sure.
Statue of a Fool.
Yep.
There Goes My Everything. And another number one for him was All the Time.
Oh, very nice.
Constantly. Born on this date, 1930.
They're all gone.
And now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
All right, that's it. Bob Morning Show, way to go. I thought that went pretty smooth.
Yeah, I think we were able to piece it together.
Would you like to start a Bobathon with Don Williams? Lord, I hope this day is good. Ooh. Vince Gill, one more last chance. Or Merle Haggard taking us to Big City.
Let's go, Big City.
Big City, Merle Haggard. I'll be back. The All Request Lunch Hour, noon to one today. Talk to you then.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG1.